All right, we are joined right now by an Atlanta Braves baseball player. And there is a reason I say that. He's hitting .282, 5 home runs, 27 runs batted in. He has played 6 different positions this season alone. A first-round pick out of Calhoun High School back in 2007, the Atlanta Braves are having a big year. They're second in the NL East. The Dodgers are at the Braves tonight, 10:35 p.m. Eastern. Charlie Culberson is my guest. Charlie, really nice to have you on. How are you?
I'm good. I appreciate you having me on today. Thanks for having me.
I really appreciate you coming on today. Thank you. So you dropped a tough one last night to your former team, the Dodgers. Let me ask you this. When you're in the battle and you're in the middle of it, of a tight divisional race, does a loss like that sting a little bit more, or do you simply just get ready and come right back again tonight?
I think a little bit when it happens, when you lose, but the good thing about baseball, there's always the next day. So 4-game series here against the Dodgers, and you know, we got facing Kershaw on the mound tonight, and we just have to stick to our game plan and go out there and try to beat them.
All right, so your team has had a really nice season so far, and your teammates and coaches keep talking about how much you've meant to the team since you arrived. Now, I did introduce you as an Atlanta Braves baseball player, and I did so because you have played 6 different positions, and you've been in 8 of the 9 spots of the lineup. It is the very definition of versatility. Mentally, then, how do you prepare yourself for every game, knowing that it could be something different every single time?
Yeah, I mean, I've been in that utility role my whole career, especially at the big league level. Always coming off the bench, always being the guy to, like, go wherever they need me to go. So it's one of those things, it kind of helps me stick around to be able to play this game. But knowing that I know I can play these positions and help the team out and having the guys rely on me too. So it's just it's a team thing, and you do what you got to do. If you don't do it, somebody else will do it. So that's my mindset, is just being ready to do whatever they need me to do each and every day.
God, that's so true, isn't it? If you don't do it, somebody else will. Charlie Culberson joining us. Now, you had an absolutely monstrous NLCS and a World Series, replacing Corey Seager. You went 8-for-16. You had a home run, a triple, a couple of doubles. Obviously, the World Series did not end the way you wanted it to, but when you look back on that experience, what sticks out to you the most?
Yeah, it was funny. I spent half the season up with them in 16. Great group of guys. I spent all season in AAA last year, came up in September. But the cool thing about it is I felt like I was there all year, especially going through the postseason. These games are so tight. You're with each other even more so during those times, and you become like best friends. It's a family. And that postseason lasted for the month of October and into November 1st, but it felt like I was there all season. So that was pretty special. And you know, not everybody gets to play in the World Series and do things like that. So to get that experience with those guys over there, you know, obviously I'll be able to talk about that for the rest of my life. And it kind of led me to where I'm at today.
Yeah, exactly right. So where you're at today. Then in the offseason, you're part of that big, big trade between the Dodgers and the Braves. Now, as a native of Rome, Georgia, and a graduate of Calhoun High School, what was your reaction? And the way you laid that out, especially considering what that experience was like for you last year, what was your reaction when you found out you'd be heading back to Atlanta?
Yeah, kind of bittersweet. A group of Braves fans, at some point, you know, I told myself, yeah, it'd be nice to play for the Braves, but not many people get a chance to pick where they get to go play, and I definitely wasn't in that position. But when the trade happened, obviously it took a little while to sink in, but I know it's been special for me and my family. We live here. Obviously, this is home for us, to keep our kids in one place, have my parents, family, and friends come to the games. It's been really special. I'm just trying to enjoy every single day of it.
Oh, that's huge. So you grew up as a Braves fan, obviously. Who was your guy? Who was your favorite Brave growing up?
I mean, position player growing up, still am. Chipper, Andrew, those two guys were, you know, so much fun to watch. Pretty easy. I don't know. That team was just so easy to root for as a kid. They were so good. Anybody that was playing for them was, I think we were all fans of them. So, yeah, the Braves were the team.
Man, that's so true. Chipper was amazing. And Andrew, when he comes up and he's 19 and doing what he did at that time, was absolutely amazing. So at one point in April, you were just 2-for-25. It's a rough stretch to go through, but baseball's a hard game like that. Was there any part of you that felt like maybe you were pressing a little bit and trying to make a good impression on your new team?
Oh, absolutely. If I said otherwise, I think I'd be lying. Coming back home, you want to do well. You want to do well for yourself and the fans, your family. And there'd be 2 weeks that go by, and I'm like, man, I haven't got a hit. I'm like, this is tough, especially when you're not playing any. You want to do well. You want to help your team out. And I wasn't really doing any of that in April. But I've been in those positions before. you know, great coaches around me, great teammates to talk to. They're just saying, hey, just keep doing what you're doing. Everything will be all right. You know, surely enough, sometime in May rolls around, you know, things kind of turn around for me. So, you know, these guys, you know, stuck with me, and it's been great. So hopefully we can just kind of finish out strong.
Charlie Culberson, my guest, for a few more moments. I want to make this point, too. It's not just your versatility. Man, you are clutch, really clutch. Four of your home runs have ended games, including two pinch-hit game-ending home runs. Now, if you do that once or twice, it might be a coincidence. It might be luck. But when you keep coming through in the clutch the way you have, that's certainly not luck. So how do you explain it?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's one of those things where, honestly, high-pressure situations, high leverage, it's, I feel like I relax myself a little bit more, and when you do that, it in turn allows you to, you know, to have better at bats. And yeah, again, I don't hit a lot of home runs, but just those situations have come around and kind of got lucky enough to put good swings on the ball at the right time. But yeah, I mean, it's those are the moments that, as a ball player, as an athlete, you want to be in those moments. If you shy away from it, then it'll expose you. So you have to just be positive and almost like talk yourself into it. You kind of have to hype yourself up a little bit for those big moments.
You know, there was a stretch where three of your home runs were game winners, including one that was Vin Scully's last official game call. What do you remember about that moment?
Yeah, that was a wild game in the September in L.A. It was that last home call, home game. It was an extra inning game against the Rockies, my former team. I went to 10 innings, and again, I think it was just one of those Hollywood innings for Ben. I was in the right place at the right time, home run, end of the game. We're celebrating, and we all turned our attention back to Ben in the booth. So that's, I mean, yeah, I think I was obviously lucky to be in that position, but I think that day was for him, and that was how it was supposed to be played out that way. So yeah, it was special, and I've had so many Dodger fans, you know, since then, just saying so many nice things about me and what I did over there. So that'll, you know, stay close to my heart for a while.
That's really cool. Listen, one last thought. Your high school coach, Chip Henderson, said that he knew, and this is really amazing to me, he knew after watching you take two ground balls that you were going to be something special. And one of the things he talks about is the way you carried yourself and always did so the right way, and that you had that so-called it factor. How much of you knowing how to carry yourself comes from your father, Charles, who played 5 years professionally? And then what kind of an impact has he had on you?
Yeah, I think for anybody, it's easy to look up to your parents, but it's really easy for me to look up to my mom and dad. They've been so much to me. They always supported me. My dad always pushed me, and he pushed me hard, but he did it the right way. He never wanted me to shy away from the game. He wanted me to get better. He always wanted me to be better than he was, and that's what I'm going to do with my kids. You know, I want them to be better at things that I was. So I think they were just good parents. You know, they took the time out to take me to faraway places to play games, to practice. And we always talk about that, about what they sacrificed. So, and they still do. And they're just great people that, you know, want to see me succeed.
You know, I got to say this, too. To that point, you have lots of parents that make that sacrifice, that make that commitment. You know, my kids play travel ball, and even if you don't become you and make it to the major leagues, or even play college baseball, man, it's a major sacrifice on the part of every parent, isn't it? It's like every weekend, it's during the week, it's the workouts, it's the games. I mean, if your kid makes it to the major leagues, that's amazing, Charlie, but if not, it's still a major sacrifice, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I have three kids of my own, and me and my wife are talking about gymnastics for my daughter, and it's like, oh, it's this many miles away and this much time in the car. I'm like, you know what? Our parents did it for us. You do it for your kids because you love them and you want them to have fun. That's the biggest thing. So you do what you got to do. And, you know, they grow up so fast. You don't want to waste any time. You just want to let them enjoy life and enjoy what they're doing too.
Man, you nailed it. That's exactly what it is. L.A. at Atlanta tonight. Charlie Culberson having a huge year. Charlie, really nice to visit with you. Great to have you on the show. Thanks so much for doing that. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
That was great. Really nice to talk to you. He has played six different positions this year. He had that amazing postseason for the LA Dodgers, and the Braves are having a big year. Again, second in the NL East.